and Shachach Yom Shabbos, moving them down one. The Havamina that Shachach Yikra Shabbos is Kayim al Kol Shabbos is Shabbos, and the Havamina that Shachach Yom Shabbos is Kayim al Kol Melacha Melacha. And we have to go through that Gemara. And on that Gemara you should see the Ritva of Dibur Maskel Al, and or the Tosis Rid, how they explain it. Also in Tosis Dibur Maskel Kol Shekain, look at the Marshal and the Marshal. Let's see, Chachma Shlomo in back. And also look at the Rajban Samaches on the base, who, based on this Gemara, asks the question on Rashi's interpretation of Yom Shabbat Atayim Havim Yediyah Lechalik. Also look, for all of this, very important, just read this small little Shaka Batari of the Gemara on A, on Ayin Amud Aleph, just those five or six lines. Gemara says, Maishna, very top of the page, Ayin Amud Aleph, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, until the two dots, Hasam Chadash Gaga Achat Tuva Shgagos Hapya. It's very important. And while we're at it, I think we'll just take a little foray to try to finish off one aspect, at least, of Shabbosos Kegufin Muchlakin. The basic Gemara of Shabbosos Kegufin Muchlakin we've already read, so just, you know, reacquaint yourself with that. We never read it inside in the Shirim. Not sure if we will or not, but we might. The Mishnah of the Gemara Tezayin of Aleph to Yud Zayin of Aleph increases. Okay, we read it for the Yediyah Shabbat time having Yom Shabbat time having Yediyah Lechalik part, but of course the other part of it is whether Shabbos are Kegufin. So make sure again that you reacquaint yourself with that Mishnah and Gemara. Rashi there, how does he interpret Shabbos as Kegufin? The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos there increases. The Rambam of the Shkagos, Perek Zayin Alokha Chesam Tes. We already made note of the Rambam's unique Shita when we talked about Yom Shabbat time. It's a unique Shita in Shabbos is Kegufin, of course, as well. And Lecha Mishnah on that Rambam. Tos increases Tes and Beis, Dibur Maskel Vehi. And the Chidush Aran here on Samach Zayin and Beis, and the end of Dibur Maskel HaYodea. Also, if you have a chance, just like a very quick look, I think I made one reference to one of them, but the Avnei Nezer has a cluster of tshuvas on this topic. Shelza Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, for some reason, they're in Kosher Mishpat. Simen Kuf Pei Ches to Kuf Tzadi Beis. Okay, so we're going to do that when we finish with we're going to start with today, and then after that, we'll probably discuss. If you want to look ahead, we have to discuss the views of Munbaz, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, namely what is Shgaga when it comes to Karbanos. Shigas Karban, Shigas Kares. Shigas La'avik Kares, what about Tinek Shadishva, Omer Mutter, all those issues. That, of course, covers the part of the Gemara on the Samach Tes on the base, but all the way through through Samach Tes on the base. If you want to already start preparing that, the Shaka Vitalia goes until the two dots. Rav Amar Misa, the Makom Kares Amedes, the Cholish Makom Korban Koi, until the two dots on till Omer Huda Hayimahalech Bamidbar, which is another interesting topic. So that's the plan. Some of Samach Tes on Aleph we've done already, but we'll fill in a few other little issues as well. Zavon Shabbos, Demai. We'll speak about that, but that's the order. That'll be the order of things. Okay, let's begin now with the Gemara here on. If I don't get to it today also, just if you haven't looked at it already, I'm not sure if I sound it or not, but just the small discussion here also on Samach Chesam and Aleph on the bottom about, you know, Gershon is Gaya bin Anachrit, right? Tosis, of course, I may have given it to you already, but Tosis on the Ramban, Tosis on the Chidush Ramban, in other words, and the Rambam in the Shkagos, on this formulation, and the Kesa Mishnah and the Mari Kurkus on that Rambam. Also the Eri here on the spot, and the Ritva here, the real Ritva here on the spot. And if you get a chance, also the Ritva and Rabbeinu Kreskes in Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. the Sigurd Bjarkata Matbil, and also Aldaz Bezin. The question whether or not, how is it possible, just factually, how can you have a Gerish in his Gayer who never knew about Shabbos? How could he have a proper Gerish if he never knew about Shabbos? How's that conceivable? So just speak. We may get to that today, hopefully we will. If we don't, then we'll speak about it tomorrow. Okay. What about Yehoshua? Okay. So let's read the Gemara in Samech Chesam now. Let me begin to go through that first.
My time was on a problem. Why are the
Okay, so what do you think about that? I'll let you finish first. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Lubar Kafra.
Lubar Kafra is my love of the master, my Tolos speaker. Lubar Kafra has the Lashon God on his version of Mishnah in master, so, and I know those of you who have the Tolos of the so, therefore, Jefferson said that Allah has a time of the Lashon Shabbos, yes, it's just Shabbos.
So what do you think about this Gemara?
First of all, the question of how special a Shabbos in relation to the Tumen of Halacha, I might have expected some the Gemara to say that there's a call of Godot by Shabbos because it is called something special on Shabbos, supposed to have a Tumen of Halacha, but the fact that Gemara now said that no, it's really just based on textual similarity between this Tumen of Halacha and another.
Again, what would you have thought it would have said?
I might have thought, just without reading this Gemara,
right,
the reason you might say Klal Godot by Shabbos is because maybe Shabbos is more special than other Tumen of Halacha.
Right, and it's more, right, and special in what way?
In the sense that its halachas are more severe, or sometimes there's more of an organization to them, they're not Halachas, and it's supposed to, as opposed to.
So you're saying either could have been Onesh, or it could have been the structure is so complex. Okay, and yet the Gemara. Well, the Gemara finds other things. The question is, are those things also? Now, as you're assuming when you read the Gemara, and I think your assumption is correct, at least one would want to read it this way, that the Gemara again isn't just trying to explain the Lashon HaMishnah, but the Gemara assumes that the Lashon HaMishnah is meaningful and significant. And that it's saying something about the uniqueness of Shabbos as a category. So it's not enough to find some technical difference between Shabbos and Shvius, and then between Shvius and something else, but it should be something that really is symptomatic of what is unique about Shabbos. That's what you're assuming. I think it's a correct assumption, obviously. So you're saying, so then why not go with something more basic? And you're suggesting Onesh, you're suggesting structure. But are you also suggesting that what the Gemara does go with doesn't accomplish that at all, in which case we should reassess our initial assumption? Or are you still hanging on to the initial assumption and saying, it's not what we expected, but in light of the initial assumption which we continue to cling to, the conclusion to be reached is that there are other ways. Maybe there's something wrong with the suggestions that you made, or probably not, or maybe these are other ways to accomplish the same thing, which...
Definitely at certain stages of the Gemara, it seems like like the initial assumption is rejected, that at that first stage when we say that it's consistent, what you have a thought about those, depending on what it is.
Yeah, okay, correct. Cloud Godel, that's all relative. Right. Okay, right. So that at that point, certainly, that point in the Gemara, which we're not sure what happens after that, and certainly doesn't necessarily reflect on before that, but you're absolutely right. I mean, when the Gemara thought that Cloud Godel, that means as opposed to Katan, and therefore it's internal and relative, you know, to its to itself, then of course that's true. And once that's true, so then you wonder about the rest of it. True. But not necessarily, right? Could be that, you know, aside from that line, in other words, when the Gemara was clinging to the idea of avos v'toldos, and when the Gemara was clinging to the idea of tolush and mechubar, it's still possible that the Gemara is saying something unique about Shabbos. Right?
And when we say, are we rejecting that?
Maybe that's what it's about. Okay, so let's proceed on the assumption for the moment that we are trying to say something fundamental about Shabbos. Okay, let's proceed on that assumption. I think it certainly makes the Gemara more meaningful. That's not, you know, reason to deceive ourselves, but we don't know that we're deceiving ourselves. There's every good reason to think that that's really what the Gemara is about. Okay, so then the question becomes, Yoshua, the challenge becomes to figure out in each stage of the Gemara, at least the first two, at least these two, in other words, the Avos V'Toldos part and the Toldos and Mechubar part, you know, what it is about them that reflects anything about Shabbos, right? Okay. So on Avos V'Toldos, before we go further, I should say, you said that if you were writing the Gemara, which you also admitted that you weren't. But you're right. I accept your. I would have looked at it that way myself. You said you would have. The first thing you would have said was onish. Correct? Does anybody say it? Well, not the Gemara.
Right.
Okay, but it would be, you know, it would reinforce your analysis if somebody said it. Not that if somebody doesn't say it, it's illegitimate, but, you know, it's stronger if it's said. Who says it? Ellie? Does anybody say it? It's me? Yeah, the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos says that Klal Gadol, on the Shabbos, you have it open in front of you? Yeah. So it refers to skila. First to misa, and within misa it refers to skila. Did I work with this open this? So it refers to skila. That's the Rambam. The Marsha, if you look at the back, so the Marsha notes this Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos. And he asks, isn't that against the sugya? You have it there, Yaakov? You have the Marsha? He quotes the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos.
The Joshua Rambam Pirush Mishnayos Kasa Ibnezah Amar Kal Gadol Pneos Hashabs Onshe Chamor Mishar Onshe Fishu Beskila Hakam Shano. Is this also the Chorah Sugya Dishmaise? He said, Akhlom Hashum Mifarish to Tarti Tarti Kamar, Gavi Pir Rusha. Gadol Onshe Shabbos Mishal Shvias Linyan Skila. The old Mil Sach Risa, the Gadol Shabbos, the Shabbos is to be able to touch the Mukhubar. Chen Gadol Onsho Shoshvias Mishal Maeser, Kedamrin Ba'alma, Gadol Onsho Shoshvias, the Sof Mocher, Metaltala, the Sof Mocher Beso. The old Mil Sach Risa, the Shoshvias is to be able to touch the Mukhubar. Chen Gadol Onsho Shoshvias.
Yeah, so the Marsha basically asks the question. The answer isn't a very, convincing answer. He says, yeah, you're right, the Gemara is looking for a second. They knew the first and they're looking for a second. Essentially, the Rambam says what Yoshua originally suggested, the Onish issue. It's interesting that they emphasize Skila. It's also interesting the way that he has the parallel for it in the Marsha, actually. It says, oh, the Gemara is working on two levels. They want to know a second reason for everything. It's strange, but you know, we take what we get. So what's the parallel in Shvius? By the way, before I continue, does anybody happen to have Tylenol or ibuprofen or anything like that? Yeah. Okay. I should know. Thank you. You take two of these or one?
I don't know.
You're now my pharmacist. So I go by what you think too.
I wasn't feeling so good this morning, so my wife gave them to me, but I'm not sure I'm going to get them.
You're fast enough. Thank you very much. Okay, I'm not going to sue you either way. Okay. Right. So what's interesting is that the parallel to the Kal Gadol, which is an onesh halacha on Shabbos, is that Shvius is a different kind of an onesh, not the onesh bezin that you get for the marsha, at least in the parallel, but again, the centrality of Shvius, how chamor Shvius is, right? The psukim imply directly that Shvius is responsible, or the abuse of Shvius is responsible for galus, and for all sorts of other things. So again, this idea that Kal Gadol refers to something which is of great significance is established already. Not in the Gemara, actually, but in the Rambam and the Marsha's discussion. And of course, one could take it even further. It's not just because of the Onish, but like the Yoshua was saying, this is a cornerstone in Yahadus. Right? We just read Bereishis, and we began the year by noting that perhaps Shabbos is Tachlis Masa Bereishis, not only Vayichulu and Vayichal, but Tachlis. And of course, the idea of Zeichel Masa Bereishis, thank you. The idea that that Zeichel Masa Bereishis is a critical theme. Maybe the Ramban, is bothered by Rashi asks the question at the beginning of Bereishis. You know, why did the Torah begin with Bereishis? It should have began with Chodesh Zalachem, quoting Medrash. And Ramban says, it's obvious why it began at Bereishis, because Bria Yesh Me'ayin is a critical pillar of our faith, and someone who denies it is not a proper Jew, and therefore you have to begin with it. Then Ramban himself goes on to say, well, it's so amorphous and ambiguous in the Torah, you can't really understand what's going on in the Torah Shebichtav alone anyway, that maybe that alone can't be the explanation. But the idea that it's critical to believe in Yesh Me'ayin and it's a very good place to start the Torah is something that the Ramban, of course, accents. So the point is, one could have said Kal Gadol in that sense. And yet the Gemara, either on a different plane or whatever, is opting for something else. So the question is why. So we have the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos to consider. If you don't like the reasoning of the Marsha, which is the Gemara is giving a second one, we might prefer to think that this is obvious and the Gemara was looking right, and not against the Marsha. The Gemara was looking for more than a second one. The Gemara was looking for halachic parallels, less obvious ones, but that accent the same idea. Either way, there's another point to be made here. And that is one of the Mepharshim in the back, I forget, I was leafing through it today, but I forget which one, but one of them asks another interesting question. When it comes to Shvius, so we say, if we translate Ika Avos V'Ika Toldos, right? So what has Avos and Toldos? Yoshua, what has Avos and Toldos in Shvius? What is a karka? Right. What are the avos? What are the toldos?
Zero,
yeah. Correct. Yeah. So number one, they may all be drabanan, which is fascinating. As Tosas already notes, right? Tosas says the rest of them, according to Sugya and Moed Katan, is debate whether they're daraisa or drabanan. But if you assume they're drabanan, then the whole Gemara here is very surprising, right? In what sense are we talking about being more chamor if it's only drabanan? What that would show would be, again, that we're not dealing with technicalities completely, because otherwise the discrepancy between Daraisa and Drabanan is problematic, especially if the apparent Chumra is in a Drabanan over that of a Daraisa, in some cases. For example, that might be the situation in Peya and its relationship to Trumas and Maestras. Right? According to some Rishonim, we'll get to this list soon, but according to some Rishonim, Trumas u'Maisros are limited to Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzar, and anything else is only in the Drabanan. And Peya, according to some Rishonim, is applicable to all Peyros, as long as Likitasam Kiachas and Machnisa Lakiyum. And yet, the Gemara here says that the fact that there's this limit of Machnisa Lakiyum and Likitasam Kiachas, which ends up being a limit only on extending the, on a Drabanan essentially, the contrast to the Drabanan and Maestros, is important for justifying this idea of Klal Gadol. That's almost shocking. Now, again, this is not true according to Balei Tosis. It's probably one of the Rayas. According to Balei Tosis, according to Ben Hisham here, and according to many other Rishonim too, even Teya is limited only to Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. And the distinction between Machdisa Lekim and Pritaso Kiyachas is a distinction on the Rabbana level. So at least on the Rabbana level, it's pretty clear that Meiser is more Chomor, whatever that means, than Teya. But I'm just saying, how do you read this Gemara according to the Ramban? Let's say the Ramban holds that that when it comes to Trumas and Maestros, it's limited to Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. When it comes to Peya, Ramban on our sugya as well says that Peya applies to Peyros Ilan generally. So what's the Gemara talking about when it says Machnisa Lekiyum and Lekitaso Kiyachas make Peya more kal than Maestros? Not only is it only on a Drabanan level, it's on a Drabanan level that defies the Daraisa. So if we were just looking for Echetimtzis where one is more or less inclusive than the other, this would be very hard to explain. Very hard indeed. But even if, I'm just highlighting it with the Ramban Shita about Teya and Trumas Maisers in juxtaposition. But even if you forget about that for the moment, I mean, just Tosis is pointing out something rather interesting, and that is that this whole point of a Svetoldos may be Drabanan. Okay. So it's not as bad as the Ramban's Peya and Maestros, but it's still very, very fascinating. Tosis notes it. Afilu l'rava damar b'moi kantin gavishviyas avos asa rachmana toldos lo asa rachmana v'kamoko v'drabanan mia islay isba avos v'toldos. Okay, but it's only Drabanan. Why is that enough? Okay. Apparently the fact that the Drabanan made avos v'toldos is a reflection on the category, maybe even a reflection on the category Daraisa. In other words, the Rabbanan wouldn't have made Avos V'Toldos in Shvius unless Shvius had a certain character, and therefore this Rabbanan reflects that Daraisa difference. If we say something like that, then it might help us explain, although again, there are a lot of outstanding points to be clarified, but it would be an approach to explain how the Ramban would read the Gemara. I mean, even though it's true that the difference between Likitaso Kiyachas, Machnisa Lakiyum, even though that point, that's that limitation, the Daraisa on Peros Ilan, is more significant than the fact that in Maestros, the whole category is limited to Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. In terms of its character. That's what you'd say. But there's another horror to make. And that is, I mentioned, I saw in the back here, the back of the Gemara, one of the Mepharshim in the back, just has a good horror. When we speak about Avos HaToldos, Yoshua just said we're talking about Avodas HaKarka. What about the mission itself? That refers to Shemitah, what's that talking about? Yeah, about the Peros Shvius, correct? So, Kol Gadol Amru B'Shvius, right? Kol Shu Machal Adam Machal Behema Miminat Sovim, Eina Miskayim Ba'aretz. So that refers to Peros Shvius, Kedushas Peros Shvius. So Kedushas Peros Shvius are Kol Gadol because this Avos and Toldos in the Avodas HaKarka? Apparently, yes. But again, it deserves a comment, at least. Right? One might have thought, on two levels, it deserves a comment. Number one, if again we were looking for technical points, not something that reflects on the larger nature of the institutions involved, then it would be highly questionable whether this would work. Because Avodas HaKarka L'chud v'Eros Perishviyas L'chud, one would think. Even on a conceptual level, of course, it's very interesting. Because one might still have said, even conceptually, that there are two components of Shviyas, and maybe they're really quite different from each other. Avodas HaKarka is the Isser Malacha of Shviyas, that has a lot to do with Shabbos, as we'll discuss it more fully in a couple minutes. And as for Kedushas Peros, maybe that's a whole other theme. It has nothing to do with the Isra Avodas Karka. Maybe that has to do with, on the contrary, the mitzvah, or the nitam, or the kiyum, which is supposed to do with Peros Shviyas, la'achla. So Kedushas Shviyas is only chal on certain Peros. Right, so the implication of this Gemara is dual. Number one, that there is some sort of an overlap, some sort of a connection between these two themes in Shviyas. That's called the Mechubar theme and the Talush theme. The Mechubar theme of Isra Avodas Bekarka and the Talush theme, or the status of the Peros themselves. One could have, that's a big issue in Hilchos Shviyas. And secondly, that we're not just interested in some details that are different, that differentiate different categories. We're interested in something more basic, something that reveals something about the nature of the Easter. Okay. Okay. At the same time, there's something else to know. In light of this, it's a little more interesting even. Namely, Yahshua. Along these lines, we're pointing out problems with the Gemara according to various Rishonim, right? So somehow we've noted the Rambam, what should have been or could have been, which is what you said, and what is in fact an alternative, which is the Rambam, the Marsha issue. Then secondly, we're noting that even Drabanans are being used here. And that's especially problematic when you look at the relationship between Meiser and Pay in a certain way, but even otherwise it's very interesting at minimum, right? Thirdly, we're noting that when it comes to the first Chiluk in the Gemara, that within Peros Shviyas itself, the Avos HaTolos refer to Avodas HaKarka, whereas the Mishnah refers to the Peros. Okay. Along those lines, there's something else to note, and that is?
The issue that Tosfos raises,
excellent.
Comparing Shabbos and Shviyas, and Shviyas to Maaser, so we're working on kind of like see that as soon as I want to place the way into the Rashi, the Rashi is placed in the Rashi is saying that, that we're talking about the Suri Achila,
Oh, okay. That's going to be a problem, or that's going to be relevant to what? So the last point that we just made. I mean, the relationship between Avodas HaKarka and Achilas HaPeros? Is that what you want to say?
Also in terms of how that connects to Shabbos.
But that doesn't relate to the Avos HaTolos part, directly. Meaning indirect, I think Yoshua is correct. On the next line of the Gemara, which we start to discuss, that it's more distinction between the Chubar and Tolosh. So according to Rashi, just to elaborate a little more, Rashi interprets that to mean... What Rashi really, really says is...
Rashi seems to say that anything that was Talmud before Shviyas is no Isser. I didn't think actually it was no Isser Malacha. There's no Isser of the Malacha within Peros Shviyas. And then if it was Mechubar when Peros Shviyas, then there is an Isser Malacha.
So the distinction, according to Rashi, is that Shabbos applies to Dvarim, which are Tlushim, B'Shal Shekina Shayom, and Shviyas only applies to Dvarim that are Mechubarim, B'Shal Shekina Shnas HaShmita. That's what Rashi says. Okay. We'll get back to this in just a minute. Is Rashi's shot problematic or good shot? Read before you get to Tosis. What? That was a good shot?
Yeah.
Well, I really have a lot of problems with Rashi, to be honest. This Rashi, not with Rashi generally. Very big cost of Rashi generally. But what's the problem with Rashi? You think it's okay. You just don't like Tosa's interpretation of it, which we'll get to in just a second. Yoni, what do you think? You like Rashi or not? It's safe to say, I mean, you know, well, what could be bad? I mean, it's Rashi. You know, it doesn't matter. Whatever questions I raise, it's Rashi. It's Rashi. Ellie, what do you think?
I think it's
well, Rashi is talking about the fact that Talish and Chumrah are talking about different malachos on a different day, instead of having the same mitzvah apply to meaning, if we talk about Chumrah and Talish, we might have thought originally, we're saying that, that the same Isser Shabbos and the same Isser Shvius would apply, wouldn't apply something before Chumrah and Talish.
Oh, which is what Tosis ends up saying.
Okay.
And why is that better than what Rashi says? If it's better.
He's talking about one Isser which happens to apply to something which is Talish, one thing that happens.
I think you're getting it, but say, you just have to say it more precisely. You also, do you have a problem with Rashi?
I don't love it.
What?
I don't know how I put it. Okay.
No, if you don't, it's fine. Again, I'm not trying to instigate against Rashi. But I thought what you were saying is close to it, meaning?
Meaning that Rashi is not... It doesn't seem like there's one thing that applies to only both Talish and Mechubar from where Rashi's coming from.
Right. Now, if you want to compare two things, so, and you want to compare them in terms of Kal, you'll tell me if I'm reading too much into what you said, but I think that's what you're saying. If you want to compare two things and you want to analyze them in terms of relative Kal and Chabur, so it has to be a fair test. Because you have to have, something that, you have to have like a series of options or alternatives that apply to both, and then in theory that apply to both, and then we see that it's more limited or more expansive in one than the other. With Rashi and with Tosis that happens, because basically what Tosis says is that the only Yisur Malacha of Shvius is Avodah Sakarka, and that's Mechubar, whereas on Shabbos starts Dvarim which are Mechubarim, which are this Zeriah and this Mira, this Petzira and this Petzira too. But there's also Tochen and Borer, Marakin and Motzim and Rishos Lashos. So the way Tosis understands that line in the Gemara, basically, in theory, there could have been something, in Shvius that would be Asur Betalush as a Malacha, Tosis is saying. But it's not. That shows that Shabbos is more expansive than, in terms of its Isur, greater scope of its Isur than Shvius is. But according to the way Rashi has it, go ahead.
According to the way Rashi has it, you should have said there are many more Yisurim by Shabbos than there are by Shvius. You didn't need to say Mechubar versus Talish.
What do you mean more?
Meaning that there are many more that it's not just that there are more applications of one thing being applying to the other, whether it applies to Mechubar versus Talish, rather that
but you're saying the problem with Rashi is that he could have said, if he was saying that already, he could have said other things? There are many more alternatives, you're saying?
The Gemara says, why pick Mechubar versus Talish? You just say, one is only Mr. Abel is a character, one is an Isser, which applies to all Isser.
Well, that's what Tulsa is saying. According to Rashi, it isn't really true. So I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem with Rashi is the opposite problem. Meaning, did anyone else? Shlomo. Yehuda? Ari? Akiva?
Maybe we could say, for Rashi, Mechubar and Talish don't seem like categories which are relevant to Melech HaShabbos. Obviously,
in general? then that would be a problem for Talish too.
I'm saying,
but the way Rashi...
That's the Machria for Shvius, whether something is has to be Shvius or not.
Exactly.
That's not the case by Shabbos.
Yeah. In other words, what Akiva is saying is as follows. It's not fair to compare the limit of Mechubar, as Rashi understands it, in Shvius, with the expansion to Talish and Shabbos, for a very simple reason. Shvius, what is Shvius? Sam? We'll get to that in a second. That could be irrelevant, but we don't need any of that at the moment. It's a very simple point to make in Rashi. Shvius is the status of the land, right? The status of that which grows. Let's say it like this: Shvius is the status of that which grows on the land, or which is attached to the land. Bishnas Hashmita. In other words, if something was talush a day before, a week before, a minute before, Shnas Hashmita. So you can say there's no Dine Shmita on it, that's a Kula? There's no Dine Shmita because it's Peros Shnas Hashishis, not Peros Shnas Hashmita. right? And Shabbos, something which is talush, is still relevant. Shabbos is a day. And it's a day that doesn't relate to mechubar or talush either, right? It relates to the days of the week. The question is what you can do on that day, what you can't do on that day. But Shemitah is defined as that which grows or that which is in the ground, b'shnas ha-shmita. At least that's certainly a very reasonable definition. So the point is, as Rashi understands, you know, kiddush hayom b'shabbos and kiddush hashana b'shmita, you have a very serious problem. It's not comparable at all. Of course you're not going to have any dinei shmita for something that wasn't in the karka b'shnas ha-shmita, because it's tavuas shnas ha-shishis. Yeah.
You do tochen and lush in that same produce on shmiz itself.
Tochen and
lush.
On Shemitah, but was it Mechubar at the moment that Shemitah?
But you're doing the Malacha on Shemitah itself with the, you know, we're defining not Shemitah food. But Rashi's distinction is that...
There's no Halacha that you can't do Malachos on Shnas HaShemitah.
That's Rashi's point.
So that's a remarkable thing. So that maybe you have to say that, but then what emerges in Rashi is a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush. And that is... It seems like Rashi is assuming that the need for Mechubar, the Shnas HaShemitah, is separate from the definition of Kiddush HaShviyas. And it has to do with the scope and the halachos of Shviyas, and not with its definition. Right, that's what you're saying. Which, somebody said something about Yisr Gavra. We'll hold off, I'll back on this just for a second, we'll sum it up in a few minutes. But if you say that Shviyas is about Shabbos Haaretz, the Shabbos Haaretz Shabbos Hashem. If it's about Shviyas is a karka, a chefza, then certainly you can't say what Rashi says. But even if you were to argue that there are Yisurei Gavra, b'shnas ha-shmita, still one would have argued there are Yisurei Gavra that relate to, right, chefza shel Shviyas. And chefza shel Shviyas is still defined by that which is mechubar at the critical moment of Kiddush Hashanah. In which case, all Rashi's really saying is that, you know, it's like saying, you know, Shabbos, you know, there's no Easter Shabbos on Friday, and there's no Easter Shabbos on Sunday. Is that a kula of Shabbos that it doesn't extend Friday and Sunday? Probably we would say not. We'd say because it's not Shabbos. Whether it's an Easter Zman or it's an Easter Olam, whatever the case may be. I guess, you know, if it's an Easter Olam, so maybe one can talk in those terms. Right? Even then, we'd be surprised by it. Well, let me say that. That's why Rashi, that's not what Tosis attacks Rashi for. Yehoshua pointed out correctly, how does Tosis wasn't bothered by that point in Rashi. I'm bothered by that point in Rashi, and I hope other people were. I don't mean necessarily in the room, but I hope other Mefarshim were, because otherwise, you know, there must be something wrong with the question. It seems very obvious to me that this is very problematic. But Tosis is bothered by something else, because Tosis interpreted Rashi as saying, Yehoshua? Yeah, not so much that he was, avoiding, the expansion of Shviyas, but on the contrary, the way Tosfos understands Rashi is, Rashi meant to say that the dinim of Kedusha Shviyas apply betalush as long as it was mechubar kishekidesh hashana, and it's those things that we're contrasting with Shabbos. And why doesn't Tosfos like it? Right, because that has nothing to do with malacha. That has to do with Kedushas Aperos. So what bothers me about that is, and it's more ha'ara than a question. Because I mentioned before the other ha'ara that I found somewhere in the back, which was that, when it comes to Ovis and Toldo, so we're interested in characterizing Shias, so we're apparently ignoring the difference between Avodas HaKarka and the Peros Shias. Okay, which I thought proved two things, right? Number one, that we're not just interested in a couple of details, and number two, that even on a conceptual level, these are not completely unrelated. And now Tosis is pointing out that that it's not acceptable when you make the second distinction in the Gemara, between Mechubar and Polish, between Shabbos and Shias, it's not acceptable to be relating to payroll Shvias. You have to relate to Avodas HaKark. But if we're very, very careful, we'll see it isn't really a problem. What Tosas really is saying, Tosas isn't saying so much that Avodas HaKarka, Lechud, and Peros Shvias Lechud, vis-a-vis, it doesn't have to be saying, vis-a-vis Shmita. What is he saying? Not sure? More that the connection to Peros Shvias is unacceptable when you go back to Shabbos. Right, that's the line that he says here. The midi dachila, the lo shaychi le'inin Shabbos, lo shaych le'meimar gadol Shabbos, lo mishvias v'lo mimaisa. Lachi lo kamar gadol Shabbos mishvias mimaisa, and lo kamar gadol Shabbos mishvias t'isu malachto isnayu, and so on. Had Tosis been more bothered by the fact that peros shvias l'chud, v'isu malacha b'shvias l'chud, I would have been more bothered by this. Okay, but I am still a little bit bothered. And the reason I'm bothered is because we just got ahead of ourselves, so we did some of the work for the next point of the Gemara. But even going back to where we were, Avos and Toldos, Tosfos makes another point. Namely, Jeremy? I'm sorry? Yeah, so what is the answer to that? You can read it. Shlomar? Yeah. Tos comes up with a big statement. And that is that Avos HaToldos are limited to Isur Malacha. They don't apply to Peros. Oh, so this is the third time that we've encountered this this question now, right? The Ha'ara of the initial connection between the Mishnah and Avos HaToldos, that's one. Then we have it in the next issue, in terms of what the distinction of Mechubar and Tolish is about, Rashi and Tosas. And now we have it again. Tosas says, if you're going to say Avos HaToldos apply to Maestros, don't say it, because that would be the equivalent of Peros Shvias, and we're not talking about that. When we're talking about Avos HaToldos, we're talking about Avodas HaKarka, specifically Avodas HaKarka. Even though, again, it apparently affects the Mishnah of Kedusha Shvias for Peros. But in addition to that, we have to look at that line in its own right. What does Tosis mean when he says, "Lo shaych ha'hazkir avos ha'toldos b'mili deleisle isur malacha"? So the Rajba asks a question on that. Anil? Nigam
and Ezekiel also have avos ha'toldos.
What?
Nigam and Ezekiel also
have avos ha'toldos. Yeah. I don't remember if he asked Nigam. The Achronim asked Nigam. The Marsha, the Marshal, the Maram also asked this question. What about Nigam? What about Tuma? What about Nezikin? As far as I recall, the Rajba himself only asks from Nezikin, which I think is also interesting. The reason I think it's interesting is because Nezikin is closer to Shabbos and Shvias than the other two are. Tuma, one would think, is a completely different concept of Tolga. Right? The Gemara in the beginning of Bava Kamma, of course, the Gemara begins that way. The Gemara says, Arba is Nezikin, and then the Gemara says, Toldo Seim Kiyotzebehem, Olav Kiyotzebehem. And then the Gemara says, is it like Shabbos, which is Toldosem Kiyotzebehem, or is it like Tuma, where Toldosem is Lav Kiyotzebehem? So when it comes to Tuma, of course, we're not dealing with Avos and Toldos in the same way. We're dealing with a diluted, a step removed, a dilution in the contact with the Tuma. Right? It's, Abiyabosa Tuma, and Ava Tuma, and Rishon Tuma, and Sheni Tuma, and Shlishi Tuma. Those are the Avos and Toldos. Sometimes they're not even called Avos and Toldos in Tumah. Sometimes they're called, Rishon and Sheni, and so on. Totsos, sometimes. In other words, they're not categories, and the question is, what is the relationship between this category and a similar category, or a similar circumstance, or a similar impotency? We're talking about an actual hierarchy of contact. Right, there's the Tumah itself, and then there's the different intense levels of contact that it has with other things. So the Tumah touches something, it becomes a Rishon, which touches something else, it becomes a Sheni. All things being equal, not going to get into some things defy those laws, you know, mashke and other things become rishon, you know, even though they should have become a shlishi. I mean, there are all sorts of exceptions. That's not for now. But all things being equal, we're talking about, you know, we're talking about a diffusion of the tumah, you know, from its source, you know, to the different points of contact, make it more and more distant, and therefore less and less of a metame, until you get to the point where it's oser but not metame, and it's not even oser, and so on. So in tumah, the idea that avos and toldos don't even have the same meaning at all, although it is a chiddush that you can pass something on at all, that seems to be different. It's fascinating that even tumah is cited by, I think, the Maram in the back. As for negayim, so what do you think about negayim, Daniel?
Could be we're not using the lashonas of avos and toldos, so they could be the other examples
in negayim. Yeah, again, because
well, first of all the other ones are really more meister related, and therefore we consider relationships usually, personally, plus the guy, which
used to be a little bit. And it's more a question of, you know, it, and it's not so much, it doesn't have the regular avos toldos, again, relationship. Okay. The Zikin is more interesting because, again, the Gemara itself has this discussion, Kiyotzim or Lav Kiyotzim. According to one view of the Gemara, according to Rashi's reading of that Gemara, Kiyotzim and Lav Kiyotzim Behen actually means Chai V'Pator. According to the reading of Rashi, it seems like the Gemara has a Havamina or a Deya that it tells the same Lav Kiyotzim Behen that you can do a Tolda of one of the Ovos Nezikin and you'd be Pator. Wow. You can wreak havoc on somebody's property and just because it doesn't happen to fit into the categories of Ovos Nezikin, you'd be Pator. That's quite an amazing Havamina. The Rif and the Rambam don't like it. In the Kiddusha Griz, al Rambam, in the first piece in Hilchos and Niski Mamon, it isn't really so much on the Rambam, but it's a piece on Baba Kama, the first Tadak and Baba Kama. So he discusses this point. He says, why is it very difficult that the Havamina that you would namish be Patur if you were to do just a told of one of the Ovos and Zikin? He says, how could that be? He says, better learn like the Rif and the Rambam apparently did, which is, what they want to know is whether the peculiarities of Ovos and Toldos extend to Toldos Nezikin. In other words, if Eish is Pater Tamun, and you know, there's a difference between Tam and Muad in Keren, and there's a difference between Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hasharabim in Regel. Right? I mean, we're coming now, but there are all sorts of special dinim, you know, associated with each one of the avos and zikin. And the question is whether toldoseim kiyotzim, whether these properties apply also to the what seem to be extensions or similar cases or not. Or will you say about those other cases that they're always chayiv? The way that Sorovel explains, he says that how could that be? I mean, if the source is avos and zikin, so how could you mimanusha? How could you have a situation where you're chayiv, but you're not, you know, bound to the rules of the particular av with which it seems most closely identified. So he says, if you read the Gemara very carefully, in Baal Kama, what the Gemara is really saying is, there's also a kind of a universal concept of mazik, right? Kol she darko lahazik u'shmirasa nalecha, so that's a mazik. So it's a general, the generic mazik, which is, you know, generic chayiv, and it doesn't have any of these zeres hakas of pturim, which are remarkable to begin with. Kind of ein lecha ba'al chidusha, tamon and mishusa rabin, and some of them can be explained as being more than zeres hakas. That's part of the challenge of the first parak of Baba Kama, or the first part of Baba Kama, I should really say, is to figure out what's a zeres hakas and what's a svara that really fits into the nature of the machayiv and so on. But that's how the Rif and the Rambam probably understand the Gemara. That's what Rambam points out. That is, it's called the same kiyotzim lav kiyotzim behen, meaning, do they all fall into the rubric of generic mazik, or does each one keren, an extension of eish, and so on and so forth? Now, then, that's the shot in the Gemara, that's the discussion. So there's a lot more like Shabbos. So the Rajba's question, I think that's why it's interesting that the Achronim, the Marshal, the Maram, asked about Tumah, Negayim, and Nezikin, but the Rashba, I think, again, somebody could check it out, I think only asks about Nezikin. I think he understood clearly. You checked it? He only asked about Nezikin. Yeah. I think he understood clearly that Tumah is a totally different concept, and Negayim is also quite different. There's a ribui that these are also Negayim, but Shabbos, where you're talking about very specific types of melachos, and which may have certain different properties too, for example, Chovel and Mavir is different than the others, and Makor Patish might be different, Otzah might be different, and so too, Nezikin are different. So it's interesting the Rashba asked the question. But it is a good question. Why does Tosfos think that Ovos V'Toldos is limited to Isur Malacha? Okay. Now, what answer do the Rishonim give to that question? Do they give, Rashba doesn't give an answer. What do the Achronim give, Daniel?
I think the Marasha says something like, if the word Tolad isn't mentioned in the Mishnah, we only say, you know, project it as Ovos V'Toldos if it...
No, I think the Marasha says that, I'm not saying that there aren't Ovos V'Toldos anywhere outside of Issur Malacha. What we are saying is that that those kind of Ovos V'Toldos, namely the ones that are Issur Malacha, are the only kind about which we would say Kal Gadol. He doesn't explain why. That's what he says. Chas v'Shalom, we're not denying Nezikin and Negayim and Tumah and so on. We're just saying that they're not Kal Gadol unless they're Issur Malacha. Meaning, which would be another way to say, although he doesn't explain it, that the concept of Ovos V'Toldos in the context of Issur Malacha is different than the context of Ovos V'Toldos in these other cases. What's interesting about the Marsha is that he seems to want to group Nezikin, even the Maskana, with Negayim and Tumah, and to maintain the purity of Tosfos' position. He's just saying, we don't mean they're not Malachos, we just mean they're not Malachos about which you would say Kal Gadol, which is another way of saying that sometimes Ovos V'Toldos reflect something about a category, and other times they don't, and only words Issur Malacha do that. Okay. What about the Maharam and the Maharshal? They pretty much say the same thing.
I think they say something more fundamental, that Tosfos didn't literally mean has to have the Issur Malacha in order for it to be have Av and Tolada. It just meant that there's a conceptual relationship between the Av and the Tolada.
Yeah.
As opposed to
how is that reflected? I mean, what's the litmus test? What shows that, as opposed to other things, and where does the Zikin go, by the way?
It'd be in the Shabbos.
Yeah, according to the Marshal and Maram, the Zikin is together with Malacha. According to the Maram, I think even Tumah is together with the Malacha, but I find that strange. Okay. But what's he trying to say? What reflects it, Sam?
Well, the Marshal. So one follows from the other.
One follows from the other, but explain.
The Tolda is connected to the Av. It's the Av is more likely to be the the Isser, the closest to what the Torah is referring to as the Isser, and then the Tolda is just like similar to it, so, but not exactly the Isser, and then because it's Isser is more.
Okay, so and what do you think about that? And Baram also.
I didn't see the
Maharam. Okay. He says something similar, but he says it a little more sharply. Daniel, you saw it?
I also only saw the Maharam.
Okay. Anybody see the Maharam? I don't think I gave it to you to look at, particularly, so... Yeah.
He says the guy, doesn't he?
He says what?
He includes the guy. He says even though they have this
I thought he was contrasting to Negayim still, but... I thought he was contrasting to Negayim. But what does he emphasize? Like the Marshal, just it's a little sharper, and then in the end he says, I'm saying what the Marshal said, I'm just using different terminology. Okay? But you have it? Go ahead.
So he says, Shasvar hi shatulada malacha grua kusamina av, v'chein gabin zikin hatulada hi grua. V'inir kokach mazik v'skayav alav kumala av, v'chein gabin tuba hatulada shemishan v'shem v'tumba.
So in a sense, it's not once you see where you know where he's going, the inclusion of Tumah isn't so bad. So in a nutshell, Yaakov, what is this? What's he saying?
He's saying that you can talk about an Avodah Tolada where an Avodah is some kind of paradigm, and a Tolada is a lesser derivation of that. But by Yisur Yechila, where they're just different categories.
Yisur Yechila is just a question of how expansive it is.
Right.
But there's no hierarchy within the... whatever it is, it is. You may, you know, one is more explicit, maybe one is more flourish makra, the other is not. But basically, we're talking about things that are equal in every way. In Avos HaToldos, this is what the Marshal is saying as well. Avos HaToldos, you're talking about a derivation. You're talking about really a father-son relationship. The Tolda is a product of the Av. And then he uses that language, which again, we're going to get back to this when we get to the actual Avos HaMalachos Mishnah eventually. So then we'll do a much bigger discussion of Avos HaToldos, but you could consider this already, I guess, part one. What the Marshal and Maram are saying is that the Tolda isn't just, or you say it actually, Michael? It's not just...
Tolda is not just according to Marshal and Maram.
Yeah.
The Tolda is the derivation of...
It derives from, and it isn't, and it isn't only. What?
It's a derivation of a larger field. It's a more garua. It's more of a less. It's a lesser of a more significant.
What would be the other way to say it? As in contrast to?
In contrast to.
How would be the other way to say it? When you see this, these lines in the, it provokes, a response. How would you have said it if it wasn't this way? Is it obvious that, in other words, that every Tolda is garua min ha'av? That's a hierarchy to such an extent the Maram can even equate it with tuma. Kind?
It's the property of a given category.
Yeah, it's the common denominator property. What makes the Av an Av? What makes the Av an Av? In other words, every Av Malacha, again, we'll discuss more extensively when we get to it, but every Av Malacha, right, has numerous characteristics. So the trick is to figure out, which of those characteristics make it a significant Malacha, make it an Av. There are certain characteristics that are clearly irrelevant, and there are other characteristics which are clearly relevant, and then there are other things that are probably in between. So whenever you have Avos and Toldos, the question is, are you dealing with some sort of derivation and therefore some sort of derogation, some sort of hierarchy, or are you dealing simply with the ability to identify that property which makes the Av important, and then to see that property in other things. So if I were to say that there's a certain property that makes a bone a bone, and that property also exists in a megave. Okay. That's a little bit challenging, although the Gemara does say that megave is a taller bone. To the extent that some of the achronim, all sorts of reasons, they were bothered by this on Yom Tov. Because megabing would seem to be maybe mutter mishum ochel nefesh. Okay, but anyways, so I'm giving you that example. It's not obvious at all that megabing is boneh. It's not obvious to me. But the Gemara says that it is. So if I could find that, I don't want to discuss the details of boneh right now, but if I could figure out what it is about boneh that makes boneh boneh, so the question is, would it be obvious that megabing has it with equal measure as Bona itself has it, in which case it's not garua min ha'av, and it's not derived from the av. It's just we were able to pin down what made Bona Bona. It's not the case. It's not the, let's say, the tsuras hamalacha. It's the tachlis hamalacha, and a particular tachlis of that, which exists in equal measure in Megabe. Right, so I wouldn't consider that to be dilution at all. Or, on the contrary, you never get Megabein as an Av Malacha unless you first have Boneh as an Av Malacha. There's something about Boneh that makes Boneh Boneh, maybe partially the Tzuras HaMalacha, or the fact that it was in the Mishkan. There could be all sorts of explanations. Once bona is a malacha, so then that has a momentum of its own, and then there are certain things that are that share with bona, right, sufficiently to be a tolda. Essentially what the Maram Marshal, what they're saying is this second perspective, not the first. That's, of course, we already touched on it. That's implied by Rashi and Bava Kamma, and it's stated explicitly by the Ramban in Hazorik, that we made reference to earlier. We talked about Chiluk Malachos, right? Namely, which Rashi and Bava Kamma? Kiva? Rashi and Bava Kamma? I mentioned earlier in the year. Basically, they say the same thing, but in two different ways. Which Rashi and Bava Kamma, the famous Rashi? About? Osa Malacha, main Malacha Achas, how many times Yechayev? Achas. Why? Tell me. Unforgettable Rashi. Yeah? You're not sure? Nobody? What?
The app steals the feet of the Toda.
Well, it steals, but it will give it a better halachic formulation. You're right, but just...
When you have an
Av and Tolda. You're not Chayv the Tolda B'makom Av, because... Just using...
B'chlal the Av.
It's what?
B'chlal the Av.
No, if you were going to say B'chlal the Av, well, B'chlal the Av can mean two things. It doesn't really help us much. But let's... B'chlal the Av can mean in one of two ways. It can mean it's the same. Or it can mean it's subsumed by it in the sense that it is identical to it, or subsumed by it in the sense that it is. What's the
superior.
Real terminology? What?
Superior. The act is superior to
the Tolda. Oh, Ikar and Tafel. Right? The Tolda is Tafel to the Av, and therefore you're not going to be Chayiv for the Tolda, because B'makom Av, the Tolda loses its significance. That's what Rashi says. And the Mari Katz, in Shittim Gavetz and Bava Kamma, says that he thinks that that's wrong. Because that's not the reason. The real reason is like Rashi says in our sugya, right? On Samech Zayin, on Samech Chesam and Aleph. What does Rashi say here in Samech Chesam and Aleph? Why you only Chayav Achas, Brian? Because of the Bechlal, but the other meaning.
I mean, he says it was like
a what? Rashi on right here. Have a ka'osa b'chosa b'yosa. Meaning, it's not because the Av is more yichus than the Tolda, but because it's like doing the Av twice. Like b'chlal in the sense that it's the same thing. Instead of doing tochen b'tochen, he does tochen in the Tolda b'tochen. It's the same thing. That's the comment of the Ramban above Ramban in Hazorik. Ramban says, why, again, we discussed the Tosa Rosh, we discuss this. The Ramban says, why is it that the Gemara all of a sudden discovered that there's an issue according to the Chachamim and according to Rabbi Eliezer, all of a sudden in Hazorik they figured out that there's a problem of how to define Ovos and Tolos. Right? They say, you know, if it's in the Mishkan, if it's in the Kra, but first Gemara in Hazorik. So all of a sudden they figured this out. What happened to the Mishnah of... Avlamates Avos Malacha 9 Gimel. Why don't they ask there what the difference between Avos and Toldos? And every other time that the Gemara mentions Avos and Toldos, the Gemara in the first parak mentions Avos and Toldos. Right? So the Ramban says, gives two answers to the question. So one of the answers to the question is, because here we're talking about Hachnosa. Hachnosa and Hotzah. Hachnosa and Hotzah are unique. Because every Av and Toldo, we know what the difference is between them. And that is... The Av is an action which has great stature, and the only reason that the Tolda is Chayiv is because it's connected to the Av. But it's Garua. Anybody have a language of the Ramban in front of them? On Sani Zayin? No? Do you have it? known as Rambania? Fine, Rambania, I think. The but very sharp language that Ramban uses. Okay, we mentioned it earlier, just for a different reason. You have to remember it, because it's very important. If anybody finds it before... Oh. Yeshul Farish Binyan Acher, Sokadait Sha'avos, Hey Malachos Ikarios, the Todos, Hey Malachos Shetfelos Lahem. This language of Ikabatapa. Kigon Ba'amer, Bekanif Milcha, Bona Bechofer Guma, Mechabed, and he's not even using Megabe. She'ilu Bas La Sosan Abos, referring to the Todos, Iafshar. She'en Lahem Shame, El Lataflon La Abosayim. Oh, so Vachnasa, Malasa Vachiva Shamalacha Zukazu, my time Bechada Abba, Bechada Tod. That's the way he interprets the Gemara. But what emerges is that's exactly like the implication of Rashi in Bava Kamma. Again, that the reason that Av and Tod are not Chayim Shayim is because Ikar Potar Satafel, not because Chozer Vekofel Vose, which is what the Marikat says there, which is what Rashi says here, which is what most Rishonim says. Okay, so why is all of this significant? That's exactly what the Maram and the Marshal are saying here. Right? It's true there are Avos and Toldos in other areas of Halacha, but the Avos and Toldos that we're interested in are the ones that are Tfelos Leikar of the Avos. Okay. So the question is, but why? Okay. So I think the answer, to put everything together, so what have we done so far? We just noted, very strange Maram. There's Avos and Toldos, the Maram says... Onesh, some Rishonim say this is reflected in Drabanans. There seems to be an overlap between the Shemitah part of it and the in the Malacha and the and the and Peros of Kedusha Shvias. But yes and no. Then we have all sorts of strange things. Tosa says it only applies to Yisum Malacha. There's some question about where Nezikin stands and all of this, etc. Okay. So what's it really all about? So I think the key again is this this idea. The idea that we began the year with, which is that how do we look at Yisra Malacha of Shabbos? And by extension, in this case, well, Yontif has obviously told us too, although it has it because of Shabbos, I would say. And Shvias has Avos and Toldos as well. But the question is, what do Avos and Toldos reflect? So if we're talking about the Avos and Toldos that are common denominator property, right, we now can identify what it is that makes this an Av. And the Tolda has it as well. There's no difference between the Av and the Tolda. Okay, we'll discuss this much more thoroughly when we get to Ayin Gimel. If that's what we're talking about. So then the fact that there is a Tolda is probably a very little significance in terms of characterizing the nature of this category. So what if it has a Tolda? The Toldas that it has are just a reflection of what the Av is. The only thing that you're saying of significance, and the question is how significant is that we're not applying a kind of ein lecha bo ela chidusho type of mentality. We're not saying, Torah said this, ein lecha bo ela chidusho, nothing more, even though it appears that all the characteristics, and there are no characteristics and properties, are only cases. We're not saying that. Okay, but beyond saying that, if we were talking about a tolosam kiyotza behem that refers to, equivalent, the property that makes the av the av, so the fact that something has toldos, per se, would not be all that significant. But if we're talking about toldos that are generated by the av, right, that are tfelos la'av, and yet exist anyway, they don't really qualify on their own as having the properties of the avos. They don't share the properties. They only share part of the properties. Let's say the av is a tsura and a tachlis. And the toldo, let's say, is only the tachlis. Okay, we'll challenge that when we get to it. But let's assume for the moment that's the, that's a very basic, very accepted definition of all of us and told us for the moment. So then what are we really saying? What we're saying is that there's an element of Shabbos, right, that is intrinsic. We're saying it's not only the property. It's the action. Of course, it gives a certain greater stature to the Mishkan itself. But by giving greater stature to the Mishkan, what we're also doing is giving a certain greater stature, at least intrinsic Iser stature, to the Malacha. But we're saying this is not just an example of something else, not just a Echatinsi, but it is, and that's certainly not just a broad concept of Malacha, but it is a Malacha in its own right. This action is a Malacha. And not only is it, that is reflected by the fact that the case itself is important, but it's ironically reflected in the opposite aspect of the other side of the coin too. The fact that this Iser Malacha can generate Iser Malacha. Meaning an Av can generate a Tolda. If an Av can generate a Tolda as a second stage, indeed a Tolda which is Tafel Lav, then that says volumes about the concept of Iser Malacha. So essentially, what the Gemara is saying is the Klal Gadol, which refers to a special stature of Iser Malacha, the Shabbos, is reflected by the existence of Avos HaTolda. So I'll just give you another example. In general, are Avos HaTolda a universal concept? What? Okay, I mean, right, I mean, Rabbi Eliezer is definitely going to be part of the equation. But let's leave Rabbi Eliezer out of it for the moment, since we don't pass like him. Well, I mean, take it to Shabbos. How do we know Avos HaTolda? Jeremy? How do we know that there are Toldos? What? We had it already. Yeah, Achas Nehena. Right, the Gemara seems to say that you need Xeris HaKasuv in order to establish that there are Toldos of Avos. Right? The Rishonim does discuss this question in other places. Tosas and Bechoros, Daf Chatei, discusses, for example, what is the relationship between Gozes and Iser, you know, Giza Vavoda, context there, and Gozes Hilchos Shabbos. Tosas says that in Shabbos it's much more expansive because it's a concept of Tolda. Other Rishonim disagree. Meaning, are Avos and Tolda, the concept of Avos and Toldos, are they automatic? Or is that Xeris HaKasuv, is that a Chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos? The Rajban, beginning of Shabbos, goes so far as to suggest, according to Rabbeinu Tam, says, Ahotzaz HaMalacha Geruah. So that expressed itself in all sorts of different ways. But the one of the ways is that Gemara seems to require a Makar plus the fact that it's in the Mishkan in order to justify Hachnasa being a told of Hotzah. Okay. So, Rishonim explained, the Bali Tosfos explained, but that's because Hotzah is a Malacha Geruah. But the Rajba quotes him in a little differently. He says, if not for the extra limudim, that Hachnasa is a Tolda of Hotzah, so one would have thought that it would be Potter. Because maybe there are no Toldos of Hotzah. It's a Malacha Geruah. In a sense, the Ramban that I mentioned before is the opposite of this line of the Rajban, the name of Benitam. Because the Ramban that I mentioned before said that unlike other Avos and Toldos, where you have a clear hierarchy of Ikar and Tafel, when it comes to Otsav Achnas, it doesn't seem like there's any difference between them. That's why the Gemara all of a sudden on Daf Tzadi Vav had to explain what the difference is between Avos and Toldos, because they're explaining Achnas. The Rajban, the name of Benitam, is taking the opposite perspective. In other words, he's saying that even if there are toldos in other Avos Malacha, maybe there are no toldos in a Malacha Grua like Hotza. Therefore, you need more evidence to establish that there's the tolda of Hotza, namely Hachnas. Okay. But what it points to, what the Rajba points to, and what the need for Xeris HaKasuv points to, and what the Rishonim will say that the only Avos HaToldos, you know, where you have a Xeris HaKasuv point to, is the idea, again, that toldos are not just the shared property with the Av. On the contrary, they are right, generated by the Av to some extent, or if there is going to be a concept of shared properties, cut out half of the Rishonim, That is something that also is reflected in the nature of the Isur itself. In other words, because there's a Gzeres HaKasav which teaches you that Malacha and Shabbos has toldos, that is significant to understanding the nature of Shabbos. And if indeed Hotzah isn't a regular Malacha, as some Rishonim put it, the Tosfos Reid and others, if Hotzah is not a Malacha, it's just Asur B'Shabbos, so then it's not obvious that it'll have a Tolda, because Tolda is a function of Malacha. Quote unquote, Malacha. So again, what all this highlights is that when the Gemara says here that Kol Gadol is based on the existence of Avos V'Toldos, what the Gemara is really trying to say is that Isur Malacha B'Shabbos, in this case, unlike the other topics that we discussed, we're not distinguishing between Shabbos and Yom Tov, but let's say Isur Malacha, which has its roots in Shabbos and extends to Yom Tov, is different than other Malachas. And in that sense, the Gemara is telling us that Isur Malacha B'Shviyas, Avodas HaKarka, is different too. But here, of course, there's a clear difference between Kedushas Peiros Shviyas and Avodas HaKarka. Namely, what we've just tried to explain, which is intrinsic Isur Malacha, is something which is going to be limited to Shemitah, to Shabbos. It may have its parallel in Nezikin, depending on that sugya of Kiyotzeh Ben, or not Kiyotzeh Ben, as well. But that's exactly what the Gemara is struggling for. And because of that, again, it doesn't matter whether or not Drabanans or Daraisas reflect the difference between the categories. What we're trying to show is that Isur Malacha is different. From that point of view, we can also, going back, understand the Rambam. And the Rambam Pirshin Shai said that it's a reference to Skila, right? Chiv Misa, first and foremost, and the example of Skila. So, in light of everything that we've discussed, that too is very interesting. Again, without getting into the problem of Yom Tov for the moment, which we dealt with already extensively, but let's just remember that the question of Chiv Misa the Shabbos is quoted here and there by Rishonim, in order to demonstrate again that Shabbos isn't just an Isur, but that Isur Malacha is an intrinsic Isur. And indeed, with respect to Yom Tov, it comes up, the Mishnah says in Megillah, Ma Bein Shabbos L'Yom Tov, and the Gemara says, Ein Bein Yom Tov Kol Ochel Nefesh Bilvad, so the Rishonim, really the Yerushalmi already, and then the Rishonim Alatar, asked the question, why didn't the Mishnah just say, Chiyuv Misa and Malkus? So Rashi and Tosis asked this question in Megillah, the Yerushalmi asked this question. The question of what the Yerushalmi really means in his answer is a little bit unclear. But as we noted, if the Mishnah in Megillah is not exhausted, but it's meant to characterize the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and to underscore that when it comes to Shabbos, it's more of an intrinsic Isur Malacha. So, a way to answer the question would be not that we're not interested in Onshim or interested in Nafkaminas, tangible Nafkaminas, but that the Onesh is reflected by the broader differences, as is Chiluk Malachos and the other things that we discuss. So in light of that, when the Rambam says here, Kol Gadol, and then the Marsha says, he's ignoring the Sugya. He is, on one level, ignoring the Sugya. But obviously the Rambam read the Sugya like Yoshua did. Which is that the Gemara here isn't just interested in explaining a term, Kol Gadol. The Gemara is interested in establishing that Shabbos really is different, that it's Isur Malachas on a different level. So the Rambam said, and it's reflected in the Chiyuv Misa. But just like the Mishnah in Megillah doesn't mention it, but it's in the background, or it's subsumed, so too in the Gemara here it's subsumed. Maybe that's another way to say Tarti Ka'amar, which is what he ends up saying. So in a sense, this goes back to the question, for example, Chiluk Malachos. Are they connected to the difference between Chiyuv Misa and Chiyuv Malkus? Or is it Chiyuv Korban and Chiyuv Malkus? Different formulations of the Rishonim in Makos that we've already talked about. Or the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, which is the last topic we discussed right before Yom Kippur. Right, Chiluk Malachos and the discussion of Achronim and other issues. Right, Mumar, Lechalel. So the Gemara actually, the Mishnah Megillah actually does say that, you know, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim, the difference between the Chiyuv Nisa. So if, the point is that if the differences between Shabbos and Yom Kippur are important in terms of the nature of Isra Malacha, whether Isra Malacha is just a way of undermining V'nisa Masnach Shal Seichem, or whether it's an intrinsic Isra Malacha like V'nisa Masnach Shal Seichem is, whether or not the same kind of differences between Isra Malacha of Shabbos and Yom Tov exist with regard to Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, so if the difference is reflected by the Chiyuv Nisa, so again, what Ram says here in Pirush Mishnayos would be very interesting, very important. Emphasis on Skila, not on Karis. But basically, all of the discrepancies that we've noted, which are the Drabanans, the focus on Isra Malacha as opposed to Peros, the Zikin, and all of these could be explained all along these lines. Now, if that's true, so what do you do about the next line of the Gemara? Namely, the one about the distinction between Talush and Mechubar. Right, so to sum up, we've already noted Rashi's interpretation is, I think, problematic, because Rashi basically says Mechubar refers to Shalav Shnasa Shemitah. And that is simply the definition of Shemitah, one would think. But according to Bali Tosis, right, who understand that basically what the Gemara is saying is that there's a difference. We're talking about Isra Malacha, we're not talking about Peros Shviyas. And the point is that Shabbos, there's an Isra Bein Betalish Bein B'Mechubar, and Shviyas is only Asur B'Mechubar. So is it possible to explain that too reflects a hierarchy in the nature of Isra Malacha? I think the answer may very well be that it does. And that's on two levels. Number one, we said before, it could be that in Shemitah there is no Isra Malacha, Malachas HaGavra. Maybe it's Shav Sa'ar, it's Shabbos Hashem. And that's the diuk that is made in the Rambam at the beginning of the Shemitah. It's very important for issues of Shemitah. But Ram is in the Ram of the Koteret, Hilchos Shemitah. The Ram says, Shetishvo Sha'aretz Mimalacha Vishviyas. Then the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph seems to project a different tone. Mitzvah say Lishvos Vishnasa Shviyas Me'avodas Sa'aretz Avodas Ilonos. Shenemar B'shos Aretz Shabbos Hashem Shenemar B'chorishu B'katzir Tishvos B'chol Oso Melacha Me'avodas Sa'aretz Ilonos B'shon Azu B'tal Mitzvah Sa'asei B'avar Alos Sa'asei and so on. So the Rambam in the continuation continues with this in Halacha Beis and Gimel and Dalet and so on, when he describes actually what you're not allowed to do on Shviyas, also seems to focus on Maisa Gavra. But in the Koteret, which may be where he reflects the conceptual nature of the Yisr rather than the practical, the Rambam says Shetishvah Sa'aretz Mimalachta B'Shviyas. So it could be the focus on the reason, the point of Bali Tosis, that there's no Yisr Malacha B'Talush. It's only the Mechubar is because it's Shabbos Sa'aretz. Shetishvah Sa'aretz only applies to Mechubar. Then you have to explain all the dinim of Peros Shviyas, like we said before, have to do with the mitzvah, the achila, the kedusha, or other such, or zilzul, kedusha shviyas, and so on. But even if we were to say that there is an iser gavra of avodas hakarka b'shviyas as well, even then one could perhaps understand the difference between Shabbos and shviyas. By virtue of the fact that the Gemara seems to equate them, to differentiate them, it reflects that there is also an overlap between them. So, in a sense, you have to walk a fine line between Shabbos and Shviyas being similar and being different. So we'll pick up with that very quickly. I just want to finish that up tomorrow. Also, make sure you go through the Makaros on what is Daraisa, what is Drabanan in terms of Trumos, Maestros, Peya. Just very quickly, if you want a brief list of Marmakobos, in the Frankel Rambam, I see he has a very good list of it. In Perek Beis of Trumas Alach Aleph, speaking of the Rambam. But make sure in terms of Rishonim Alatar that you look at the ones that we told, Rashi, Tosis, and the Ramban in particular. And then very quickly, Gershon is Gayer, and then I want to really get to the heart of the matter of tomorrow, which is the Havamin is about Tinek Shenishba, Shocheach, Ikar Shabbos, and Shochach Shabbos Achas. Okay, so we'll finish.